aboard. It's time to take a ride on the MCT.
Funko Pop. Hey guys, do you want to go to Lambert's? Big Ben. I'm married to the Huntress. J Money. Just pop the mic, money. It's time for the MCT. Ladies and guys, guys and ladies, MCT. All right, what's up, guys? Welcome into the Modern Christian Dudes podcast. My name's Jeremiah Johnson. I probably need a new nickname now. Oh, Funko Pro, Greg Walden, E-Bike Greg Walden, because I have the current GoPro. You do not.
Yeah, you're going to come up with a different name because Funko Pro's already taken.
Yep. So anyway, I'm GoPro Jeremiah Johnson here alongside Funko Pro / e-bike Greg Walden. Did you get the e-bike out yet? Come on.
No, still got to put it together.
Okay. You'll do it. You can do all things for Christ. Yep. Who gives you strength? Philippians 4:13.
I feel like I need to come over and put it together for you,
Greg Walden. We should.
I've got a whole queue of things
pizza
that need to be done.
Pizza and e-bike party to get together.
Well, now I've got to put a plow. I got a plow for my ATV, so I got to get that put together now.
Listen. I will come over and put that together if you cook me.
Let's do this deal right now.
A beef. What is it? The Wagyu beef steak.
What do you got in the freezer? I know you have something in the freezer. You
could. Well, I still have some of those Wagyu beef patties. I froze.
There you go. Yeah. There you go.
Yep. Wagyu deal? Hamburger. Pastor's had one.
They are good. They are delicious. So is this a deal? If Ben puts the bike together for you, you'll make him a Wagyu patty.
That's not that big of a sacrifice. No, I'd make you a Wagyu patties, just because I'm a friend.
Oh, awesome.
And, still pastor.
Okay.
Well, all right.
Okay, I guess I'm coming over.
Big Ben, a.k.a. King Ranch, ask you. Now, it's time for your big baller purchase. Big baller. He's got the e-bike. Yeah. I got the GoPro 11.
Well, I have a one-wheel.
A one-wheel. Yeah. But you've had that for a year. What are you going to buy, in the next few weeks?
I don't
you feel like a baller.
Nothing. I don't have money for it.
Okay.
But maybe, right. Yeah, I don't know. We'll see.
All right. Well, let's dive right into it. Let's get into politics. It's actually whenever you're listening to this, it is election day right now as we're recording this. Did you guys vote yet?
Not yet.
Yeah, I already voted.
I voted as well. My wife made me, although I do believe in voting. So yeah.
What time did you vote this morning?
I should have voted. I voted at roughly 8 o'clock this morning.
Yeah, I voted.
Pretty easy to get in. Got in, got out, no problem.
Yeah, I voted about 7. My wife, when we take her, so she, I had to get up like really early to take her before she went to work.
Yeah. Okay, I'll get it into a podcast I was listening to, but I do agree, America is one of the most behind technological voting countries.
Yeah.
In the world. Like, we're still doing paper, marker, ballot. That's what I did this
morning.
And
we should continue.
Right. I like the old school because there's too many issues with those new ones that can be, issues with fraud and hacking and other stuff. So,
all right. Well, you might disagree after I bring out the first story I'm going to bring out
the
today.
The last election just kind of threw all that under the bus for me.
No, it wasn't that. It was not electronic. Okay. Let's just get into it. I found a podcast. I was on a little road trip to see my daughter yesterday, and I listened to a guy named, where's his name at? Dinesh. Have you heard of this guy? Yes,
Dinesh Souza.
Souza, yes. He did a documentary or a movie called 2,000 Mules. Have you heard of this?
No, I've heard of that one.
2,000 Mules. Okay, this is, so Funko Pro, he's like the MAGA right-winged guy of the podcast here, okay? I'm the centrist. Ben is the President Joe Biden lover. No, totally just kidding.
Okay. What?
Let's be frank. Let's be honest. If you're listening, we are conservative. We're evangelicals. We're Christians.
I think
Bible believing.
I think every American can agree that gas prices are too high.
Okay. So this documentary, 2,000 Donkeys, I want to go watch it, but I listened to the whole podcast. This guy, so here's the thing, okay? So we're getting to election. Let me just ask this. So you believe there was some election fraud. Is that? Don't take forever. Just say yes or no.
I believe it happens every election to some degree.
Yes. Okay. I think there's monkey business, but I think it comes from both parties.
Okay. I agree too. Okay. And so does this guy as well. All right. So 2,000 Donkeys. I got to go watch the movie because he walked it through here. Here's what he's saying happened in the 2020 elections. It was not electronic fraud. Greg Walden, at least according to 2000 Donkeys. So what these guys did, he helped make the movie. There were these guys, basically they did two things. Number one, they did cell phone tracking, okay? Uh-huh. So you can do this legally. You can go buy, and this is what the FBI and all military,
right,
police people use. So let's say there was a murder in this block, you know, area of Carthage. Well, then they would go and they would find cell phone who was in that area. They can figure that out via cell phones right now, right, with my smartphone. Okay. Yep. And then they would follow up. Now there'd be steps they would have to go through, but they would contact, you know, via approval, Jeremiah, you were in that vicinity 3 a.m. when so-and-so was murdered. Maybe I didn't. Okay. So this is something they could do. Okay.
Right.
So this number one, they did that. They went into where voter drop-offs were and got cell phone. I can't even remember technical words. Uh-huh. And then along with that, the downside of the voter drop-offs, very few of them had cameras on them. Okay. But right, the ones that did have cameras on them, you can get the public footage of that. That's legal. Okay.
Right.
They can access the public footage of the cameras that were watching the voter drop-offs. So 2000 Donkeys, if I'm saying it correctly, basically disclosed that there were these people with backpacks of physical ballots going to multiple drop-off, right, stations in urban and highly populated areas, in key areas,
yeah,
mules, okay,
these
and putting in
to ballots. Be specific, these are the mail-in ballots.
Mail-in, right, ballots, correct. Right. So basically his whole thing was saying the last time this happened was back when like Abraham Lincoln or something, when there's essentially mail-in ballots or those kind of things. So it's very much an anomaly, but this was a prime time for there to be fraud with COVID, et cetera, all, right, these kind of, right, things.
Yeah, they did the mail-in ballots, yeah.
And then, right. So whether you want to believe that or not, it was fascinating.
I believe it.
Check out the 2000 Donkeys. I definitely believe there's voter fraud every election, and there's always people.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't know, it's kind of like an NFL. Shout out to Bill Belichick. Yeah. Well, you got to keep trying to cheat to win.
The video, I think that's probably the video for me that was like, okay, there's definitely some monkey business going on. It was Atlanta, Georgia. Okay. So Atlanta, Georgia.
I think this was
Atlanta, Georgia had the supposed pipe bust, and then they stopped counting and they sent everybody out, right? Well, then there's footage of these people come back and they start grabbing boxes of ballots from underneath a table that had a tablecloth over it so you couldn't see the boxes, and grabbed those boxes and started counting those when everybody else was gone.
Right. Hmm. Yeah, like all these ballots that just magically appeared like lucky charms.
Yeah. And he was saying like some interesting, and I felt he was pretty neutral. So if you check out this guy, yeah, I don't feel like he was like on the MAGA Trump train, yeah, like Greg Walden is over here. I'm just kidding.
Woo, woo.
Nah. But yeah. Anyway, nah. Trump DeSantis, he brought up that. He thinks, yeah, that's the package that's going to carry the dub here in, yeah, the next election.
I think, yeah.
That's another side note there. But just fascinating. 2000 Donkeys, check it out. And I thought he was very fair and even. He's like, yeah, I'm not even, I'm okay, just saying.
This is my, I did a lot of research on this after the election because I had, you know, family that were telling me things. It was like, I just wanted to know what was going on. But ultimately looking at it, and this is kind of my general thinking on it. What I think happened was there was a lot of monkey business going on. They uncovered it and both parties are involved in it, right? I think both Democrats and Republicans. And I think that's why it was ultimately swept under the rug and everything was, you know, silenced and everything. I think that both parties did it and both parties didn't want the information out there.
Well, I would agree with you, Ben, because I think the hardline Republicans didn't like Trump.
Right.
They didn't like Trump, so they didn't want him back in office.
Yep.
So they, you know, they would obviously align with the Democrats to say make sure that he didn't come back.
Yeah.
So I mean, you know.
Well, see that now we're just getting.
I mean, yeah, that's honest. We're
starting to go down some conspiracy theories here.
Well, I mean, it's honest though. But you watched the 4 years of Trump presidency. You can tell the hardline Republicans didn't like him.
Yeah,
that's not conspiracy.
What it was for me is Trump's lawyer. I think it is Sidney Powers. Sidney, I think
can't remember his name.
No, it was a woman. So she, oh, her name, sorry. She went up and spoke and said that when they went in and did the research and found all these anomalies, she made the statement that it was, they found Republicans that were also involved with it. So I think at that moment there is when everybody's like, okay, we need to shut this down. And that's my ultimate opinion on walking away from it.
Well, being this election last night, you know, the Fetterman guy up in Pennsylvania, he's already filed a lawsuit already.
Yeah.
I mean, the election even started because there are like thousands of ballots that supposed to don't even have dates on them. Oh, we need to count those.
Well, okay. Like, that was the point he brought up is basically where voting gets, he was saying like you and I that have been registered in different states, like you could essentially still go vote in all those states.
Oh, right.
Because they never like take you off the voting. Yeah. He was saying like,
that makes sense.
How is it that like in America, that you know, the DMV and all these people can track you, but the voting, you're still registered
in it.
And you could technically still vote in all these other states. They don't.
I think the MCD needs to realize too. I'm from Illinois, which I mean, it is by far one of the most corrupt states in the nation. And they have proved that dead people vote in Illinois. Like it is proved Chicago, the Chicago area. There's a lot of shenanigans that go on. And if you come from Illinois, especially in the rural conservative areas, you come away feeling like your vote ultimately does not matter. Yeah.
Well, because Chicago's pretty much the only reason why Illinois is the way it is.
Right. Yeah. It's just
so interesting. The moral of the story is we should all vote, right? We should all vote. Yeah. People like Greg Walden served our country and part of the serving and giving their lives so that we can have freedom to vote. Go and vote. I got to be honest. So I do screw around a little bit when I vote. When you get down to those names, you have no idea who you're voting for.
Yes.
I will always throw in fill in the blank. So I voted for my wife for one position.
What if she wins?
And Rick Maynard for some other
Rick
position today.
County commissioner.
What if they actually win and they realize you wrote them in?
That's all. Yeah. Well, my wife was a data overseer something.
On the on the off chance everybody just randomly votes for Rick Maynard as county commissioner or something like that.
I just wanted, maybe they get like a special letter in the they get a special letter like, hey, thank you for being willing to serve. You did receive one vote, but
talking about voting and stuff. Have you ever seen the Robin Williams movie where he's a comedian and he gets put on the ballot and then he actually ultimately wins.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, what happens in the movie is that the voting machine had this anomaly in it. And then it accidentally swung all the votes towards Robin Williams' character and he becomes president. And everybody's like, I doesn't know how it is. And it's very much like you're sitting there thinking about the 2020 election and everything that happened there. And it's like, oh my gosh. But
I still think it's so amazing. If you watch the old Chris Rock movie where he becomes black president.
No, I haven't seen that.
In the day. It's the prophetic.
Yeah.
Like the whole movie is like how dumb it, you know, like it's never going to happen. There would never be a black guy voting for president, blah, blah.
It's kind of eerie though. And speaking of eerie movies, I watched one with Matt Damon. And it has this, it's about this super virus that goes through America. And it was eerily just like COVID-19. Like it was like watching it, it was kind of scary. But
Head of the State, it came out in 2003, Chris Rock. It is a funny movie. I think it's PG-13, so it's not like.
I haven't seen it.
Yeah.
I'm just wondering how many elections did Mickey Mouse ever win? You know everybody. That's probably one of the most common write-ins is Mickey Mouse.
Probably.
I did not vote for you guys. Sorry. But with that note, that was I saw that first through via YouTube channel called Valuetainment, which I highly recommend. Uh-huh. And then also a podcast was then PBD. Have you heard of that? PBD podcast. It's an Iranian guy, and he's a baller. Like he's got a lot of. I think he is more of. He doesn't say he's a conservative, but he seems to be more right than left, but he calls out everybody.
Yeah.
He's got some really cool.
I really try my hardest not to, be opinionated by be swayed. You know, I try to keep common sense and, you know, and not gravitating and grabbing on to every narrative. that fits my opinion. Like, of course, yeah, I want all the, you know, certain people to be like the worst people on the planet. And, but I can also sit there and be like, well, that's a Photoshop picture, or that's, you know, I still try not to grab it onto every narrative just because it fits my narrative that I want to, you know, exist.
Still trying to figure out if that mountain biking Greg Walden did, those videos he posted, was that Photoshop actually Greg Walden riding a mountain bike? Anyway, over to you guys. What do you got over there, Greg Walden, for the day? Enough politics. The Trump train is maybe coming down the pipe. Go vote. Just go vote today, guys.
Oh, man. All right, guys. Greg Walden for everybody.
Has pulled
a new Mountain Dew flavor.
A new Mountain Dew flavor.
What is it? Fruit Quake.
Yep, it's like a
fruitcake.
Fruitcake.
Yeah.
Mountain Dew with a blast quake.
Of artificial fruitcake flavor.
Yeah. Okay, let's get the
So it's like
sitting. Ooh, it smelled good.
Yeah.
Definitely smelled good. I smelled
interesting.
It.
It's fruity.
Yeah.
It's festive. It smells festive.
The other one was last year was the gingerbread. Was that
yeah.
the gingerbread?
Yeah, gingerbread was good. I liked it.
I didn't care for it.
Okay. Anyways, good, the gingerbread was good.
It's
went
not,
down the wrong pipe.
It's not bad. It's not bad.
No, Mountain Dew, he really likes it. Don't stop our sponsorship.
Don't inhale it, guys.
Yeah.
Oh no, Greg Walden.
Greg Walden just drank it down his nose. That was a problem. Yeah. Like it's in your
Greg
mouth.
Greg Walden, this is the alcohol version. No, she didn't.
it was next to you, Dr. Pepper.
I wonder how many people have made that mistake. Because they have the hard Mountain Dew now. I wonder how many people have made the mistake of grabbing that.
Yeah. I'm going to try it on the podcast.
I like it. I like it.
Yeah.
I like it better than last year's gingerbread one.
It's got a really good aftertaste. But the marketing on it's kind of weird. It's got this monster truck on it, and the wheels are
that is true.
Are a fruitcake.
Mountain Dew fruitcake, the new flavor.
No, Quake.
Quake. I'm
fruit
sorry.
Quake.
Fruit Quake. They probably couldn't say fruitcake, then they'd have to pay more money.
But you know how if this flavor is a
strange.
You know how I can tell if this flavor is a really authentic fruitcake? If you give it to somebody, then you end up giving it back to you or regifting it to somebody else.
Or it needs to sit in a pantry for 50 years.
Yeah.
The holiday season definitely coming around the corner here, guys. So anyway, there we go.
But anyways, I got my story.
Thank you. Hey, Thank you very much.
I actually
fruit quick.
I like
check it.
Check
it out.
Yeah, I saw it. I was at the Walmart and I saw it there.
I like it. I mean, we should do an MCD vote here. I say yes.
Yeah, good. I like it.
Yep. Greg Walden says yes.
Yeah. I'm going to drink it for the rest of the season.
Yeah, it's good. You should get it.
I think what you do at me as a Mountain Dew drinker, you always keep the original in the fridge. Always keep the original. And then you just cycle through the other ones.
I don't drink that much soda.
Now, what's your least favorite flavor of Mountain Dew?
Definitely that Blazing. Oh, yeah. That Blazing was not good. Yeah. And wasn't there what was it? I can't remember. Nutmeg or no. Maybe it's the ginger one I'm thinking I didn't care for.
Yeah, some of them are acquired taste. You either hate or like it type thing.
This one's good, though. I like it. The aftertaste's really good. I suggest it. Go get it.
Okay. Hit us up with your story there, Greg Walden. Funko Pro Greg Walden.
Well, yep. All right. So in the Star Trek news, of course, we Nichelle Nichols, she played Uhura. She passed. Oh, yeah. Sadly, she passed away a little while ago. I guess they're gonna they're gonna send her ashes into deep space.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. So
I guarantee you William Shatner will do the same. So Jeff Bezos will shoot William Shatner into space when he passes.
Because if you do it right, then your ashes are just gonna keep going around, right? Stay in orbit or like satellite. Yeah. Your ashes just keep rotating around.
Eventually, they'll go back to Earth. Eventually, but I don't know how many burn years up. It'll be.
Or they're gonna put it in orbit.
Yeah,
around the Earth, or are they
just going to shoot it out in space? So she's going interstellar.
So it could end up on Uranus.
Or Vulcan or something.
Uranus, Missouri.
No,
Walden's taken me there before.
I mean, technically, if the stories are true, we're all stardust anyway, right?
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's according to, what's his face?
I think it's been proven or something like that. Anyway.
I like it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, hey, so
Lord Benjamin, did you pay $50 for that?
What?
To be a Lord? Did you pay $50 for that?
I
$49.95.
I listen.
I looked it up. That's why I'm asking.
I don't.
How much you paid?
I donated to the Scotland Wildlife Refuge. Yes. Yes, I did.
Okay. $49.95? How much did you pay?
Possibly. I donated to a good cause and now
you paid more?
No, that's how much I paid for it.
I looked it up the other day, so I'm like, oh, Ben paid $49.95.
Yeah, but I have a 12-inch by 12-inch square plot of land in Scotland. And actually you can look it up on the map.
I did.
My specific plot is on top of a hill overlooking a town. Nice. So it makes me feel very special. And you can build on it, but they ask that you don't. But so all that money goes towards the Scotland Wildlife Refuge.
Good vlog video there. Sure. We'll fly there.
We should
build
do that.
A Lego. That'd be amazing. Build a little Lego house on
but
it.
Yeah. So okay.
Plant your flag.
Now I have to talk about that. So Scotland has this program that helps their wildlife management. And there's a law in Scotland that if you are a property owner, you then acquire a title of Lord or Lady. So they sell square foot plots of land that you purchase, and then, you know, technically you become a lord because of that. And I was actually told by somebody that's from Scotland, he told me that I could have actually put that on my passport.
Yeah, you can.
Because
it is an actual
legal document, and it is actually true. I am actually officially a Scottish lord. So, yes.
Anyway. See, it means you're rich now. You can buy us pizza.
No, that's not what it means at all. No, it's not what it means at all. Okay, so.
Establishedtitles.com.
Yep, that's the
if
one.
I want to go check that out.
That's the one I went through.
There's like three price points you can get.
Yeah,
so
but the
I
money
figured you got the cheapest one.
Yeah, absolutely. But the money goes towards Wildlife Refuge, so it's a good cause, and it's a fun little thing to because I'm a youth pastor. That's why I did it. and it's been a conversation starter with teenagers. They think it's cool. Anyway,
hey, we'll really move on. But there is a early Black Friday sale for $41.99.
There you go. I think that's actually what I did. Okay, so there's a new movie that came out that I've been interested in watching, and I actually got to watch it, and I'm interested to see if you guys have watched it or are interested in watching it.
Okay.
It's called Weird, the Al Yankovic Story.
Oh yeah, we talked about it. Didn't watch it. You got to watch it via Hulu. Remember, we're not supposed to be Hulu watchers.
It's not Hulu.
Okay.
It's not on Hulu. It is actually on Roku.
Roku, that's right. Okay.
Yeah, which is a free service. So Roku, you can basically attach to your TV, but you can also get the Roku app on your phone and watch movies for free. So you can download the Roku app and watch this movie for free. Spoiler alerts coming up. If you're planning on watching it and you don't want to be spoiled, then you should stop listening now and skip forward. But I watched it. Are you guys going to watch it?
No.
Are you interested in it?
I always need some stuff to watch when I'm on the bike spinning. So yeah,
it would be great for that.
I'll do it at some point.
Okay, so here's my overall opinion. It was one of the dumbest movies I've ever seen. I've ever seen in my life.
Napoleon Dynamite type.
Napoleon Dynamite is awesome. I like Napoleon Dynamite.
Okay, but hang on, Greg Weldon. Yeah. But I came away with it was a good movie. It is. I feel like it will be somewhat of a cult classic. I think it is definitely within that genre of movie. So I going through it, you're just like, this is the stupidest thing I've ever seen in my life. And because I went into it, I was expecting an actual real biopic. That's what I thought it was. Yeah. I thought it was going to be an actual story. So you're going through it and you're watching it, and it's, you know, young Al Yankovic going through, and his dad will not let him play music because he's all serious and everything. And you're going through the story, and it's believable until you get to this party he goes to, and there's I forget all the people that were there, like Alice Cooper. Pee-wee Herman acting as Pee-wee Herman, and then there's a bunch of different characters and stuff that are very strange. that show up at this party. But that's when you start cluing in, like, okay, something's not right about this story. And then it goes through, and it's so dumb. But the funny thing is, yeah, I was expecting this real biopic that was true. But when I was getting into all this stuff, I was like, this is exactly what I would expect Weird Al Yankovic to make as a biopic.
A parody of his life
is exactly what it is.
Yeah.
So it's basically like it doesn't follow his story correctly at all. But so I went online and I was like, I wonder what the true story is. So I have seven facts here about Weird Al Yankovic's story. So it is true that a door-to-door salesman did come to Al's house and sparked his interest in the accordion. So that was a part of the movie. Salesman comes in. So the premise of the story is his dad will not let him sing songs or do music. He can only work in the factory. That's the only thing that he could do in life. And so he's very much against the accordion. And so Weird Al's mom buys an accordion and he secretly learns to play it in a closet. So anyway, and then his mom basically tells him he should not pursue his dreams as a musician. And it's very sad, but it is actually false that his parents didn't support his music. His parents actually really supported his music. It is true that My Bologna was recorded in a public bathroom.
Okay.
So there's a scene in the movie where they record that song in a public bathroom, which is hilarious. Let's see here. My Bologna was actually not Weird Al's first hit. Let's see here. So Rainn Wilson from The Office, you know who that is? He plays Dwight.
Yeah.
In The Office. He actually is Mr. Demento. He was actually a real life person and it was instrumental in launching Weird Al's career. But he did not, however, come up with Weird Al's name. Because in the movie, he comes up with a Weird Al name. Let's see here. Yeah. It's a very strange movie. If you're into quirky movies, like you are, Pastor, like you're a fan of Dumb and Dumber. And,
yes.
It's you know, it is definitely within that realm. And it's not what you expect, but you come away with it like, oh, that's exactly what I should have expected from Weird Al Yankovic's movie.
Yeah. Looking online here, 63 years old, net worth of $20 million.
Weird Al is right now. I thought
that might be a little bit bigger.
Yeah. Yep. And it goes in and makes fun of like Weird Al actually made Eat It before Beat It came out, and it made it seem as though Michael Jackson stole the concept of it and changed it and the jacket and stuff. But yeah, it's
Weird Al.
It's a very strange. So
he hasn't really done anything.
No, he
too
hasn't.
Crazy.
He's kind of off radar, but so in
needle
the
moving
in the movie, his girlfriend is Madonna, which is not true at
not
all.
Not true. Yeah.
But yeah, no.
I can see Madonna doing that.
If you like weird and quirky movies, like Dumb and Dumber or Napoleon Dynamite,
I could see Funko Pro Greg Walden being in Weird Al's band, or as a trumpet player. I could see that.
Or Nacho Libre. If you like those movies, you'll probably enjoy this one. Just expect a dumb movie that you come away like, okay.
Yeah, we all need a dumb movie.
Yeah. Okay. It's like a Christmas story. Some
Christmas
like
Story 2 coming out.
Christmas Story 2 coming out. Yeah.
Is that Disney Plus?
No, it's HBO.
HBO Max.
Yeah.
What's there?
Who's got
there's
HBO
multiple
Max?
Ones coming out. There's the Clauses with Tim Allen.
Yeah. Yeah, he's reprising
Disney
his role.
Plus. We'll get into Christmas talk later on. Reprising that. Disney Plus.
I did.
Christmas Story 2, HBO Max.
I did want to hit on one more TV show that I've been watching here lately. And it's called Hunting Hitler. So I had listened to a podcast of a guy named, I think his name's Tim Kennedy. And he talked about this show that they were doing. It's on History Channel. And they're going through and investigating Hitler not killing himself. So, which is interesting. And after watching it, I'm on the second season. After watching it, I'm fully convinced that Hitler did not kill himself, that he actually escaped. And so the reason is that the CIA was investigating Hitler years after the war. So they still believe that he was a lot, the CIA did. And so all these documents have come out that have been declassified, and it's being investigated by the guy that was is responsible for finding bin Laden and different Al-Qaeda leaders. So they're basically manhunters, uh-huh. professional manhunters for the CIA. They're investigating this. And it turns out that there is more evidence that Hitler survived and got out of Berlin than there is evidence that he killed himself in the bunker.
Yeah, a lot of Nazis, though, they actually escaped to Argentina.
Yes. So they go through it. They're investigating through Argentina and everything and finding it. So one of the really compelling things is that Eichmann, they found Eichmann in Argentina working at a Mercedes plant by a covert name. Israel actually found him and took him back and tried him and put him to death. And then there was also another one. I can't remember which one. It was one of the inner circle of Hitler. They found him in a monastery. The Catholic Church was hiding him. And so it was in a remote monastery somewhere in the mountains. And there was like exit places for this monastery throughout, like tunnels through the mountains and stuff. But very compelling evidence. And listening and watching it is like, if Eichmann could have escaped to Argentina, I fully believe that Hitler could have. And the way they said it is that they turned that major street in Berlin into an airfield. And I think he took off in a plane from Berlin, flew to Denmark to Spain, because Spain was neutral. But I guess the Nazis and Hitler had helped the ruler there keep Spain. And so they escaped there and then got on a U-boat, which a U-boat has a 9,000 mile radius that it can go. And Argentina is only 7,000 miles. So they believe, and then they found a compound. They found a compound in Argentina in a remote jungle. It has walls and barracks and like gun positions. And they had this massive house in the center. And they've been digging it all up. They found expensive German-made china. Like, it should not be there. And then they found a stockpile of stomach medicine, like a massive stockpile of stomach medicine, which Hitler was well known to have stomach problems. So after this, I'm fully convinced that Hitler made it out of Berlin. Yeah. That one's actually on Hulu. So
yeah, there's a lot of theories. Like, I heard one documentary years back that say that the Soviets actually got a hold of him. And of
course, So the Soviets have had a fragment of a skull that they have claimed is the skull of Hitler for years. In 2014, because they say this on the show, 2014, they had an American scientist go and test the skull, and it came back that the skull was actually a female.
Oh,
okay. It's a female's skull. So that's not even Hitler's skull. So yeah, no, I am fully convinced. Anyway, I've been deep in that documentary. Everybody should watch that one. I think it's interesting.
There you go. We've talked politics. We've talked all kinds of
conspiracy
weird
theories.
Things. Weird Al conspiracies.
Yeah. This show's weird.
Dave conspiracies.
Yeah.
All right. Let's get into some spiritual talk. You know, we throw Greg Funk Pro Greg Walden under the bus a lot, and I throw people under the bus. But if you give it, you got to take it. So I'm not afraid to throw myself under the bus with a story here or two. So, and this is going to tie into some biblical truth. Asking the question, you guys ever get in a hurry? You know, just life, we're always busy. Greg Walden, you ever like get in a hurry?
Always.
Yeah.
Never.
Yeah, you ever forget anything when you're in a hurry?
I forget everything all the time.
Okay.
Especially when I go to Walmart.
Well, I had a beautiful day of mountain biking. I just showed the guys some beautiful footage I recorded on my GoPro Hero 11 and my, on my drone, excuse me. I went there and I was like, earlier on in the day, I was able to have lunch with my wife. I haven't done that for a while. And then I'm driving over to Branson, Missouri to see my daughter. On my way there, I stopped to mountain bike, things like that. I'm kind of a one-track-minded person. So I never always get good footage because I'm like, well, I don't want to worry about stopping to record video while I'm mountain bike. I just want to ride. But I got the GoPro with me. I got my backpack with the drone. So I'm filming all those kind of things. So I capture some good footage, as you guys saw, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Excellent footage there. And I get done riding. I'm like, okay, man, I'm early. Everything is tracking beautifully here. So I'm, you know, I'm setting the mountain bike next to the truck. I'm starting to load up, you know, getting all the gear ready to go. Everything's flowing quite wonderfully. Hop in the truck, heading to Branson. I get there 30 minutes early. I go in and see where my daughter works at the college. I'm like, Zoe, okay, I'll just wait outside or in the truck, or I'll come back in a few minutes and we'll go have dinner, blah, blah, blah. Perfect day, right? So sure enough, I walk out to the truck.
Can I guess?
And I look in the back of the truck and I was like,
uh-oh. Can I guess? Can I guess?
Yep.
You forgot your mountain bike.
I forgot to load my mountain bike
in the
truck.
I have no comment.
So I proceed to freak out and hop in my truck and start barreling back towards Two Rivers Mountain Bike Park, which fortunately is only about 27 or 28 minutes away.
Seems like a turn, though.
Well, yes, right. And Two Rivers Mountain Bike Park, let's just say I prayed in tongues on the way there, okay? on the way to the mountain bike park, that mountain bike park, fortunately, it's during the week. It's really only busy on weekends. There's not a lot of people there. But there were a couple cars there when I left and pulled out. And I'm like, oh, God, I hope somebody, like, didn't take it or at least was nice enough to, like, put it away.
Yeah.
I hop online and find there's, like, a number. But it's really just ran by some volunteer type people. I found a number. They're not responding. I'm trucking there. I'm like, I'm never going to live this down. Never, never.
It's a good thing Pastor Rachel doesn't listen to this podcast.
Yeah, that's right. So I pull up there, and fortunately I'm still like, cause I'm early. Anyway, I pull up and I'm looking around. I don't see the mountain bike. I'm like, to be kidding me. Come on. I had a Joe Biden moment. Come on, man. Anyway, I did find the mountain bike over by the main map and little trailhead over there. Someone set the mountain bike there.
Yeah.
And I got it and I breathed a huge sigh of relief. I did all of that because I was in a hurry. Way too big of a hurry.
Well, the nice thing about the mountain bike community is most of the mountain bike community is actually very honest and will actually do something like that. Because again, obviously they know a lot of mountain, they probably already know what it's like to have stuff stolen from them, you know, because
My cell phone, remember back in the day in Colorado, my cell phone dropped out in the middle of a Colorado trail.
That was an epic adventure. Yeah. That was an epic adventure.
And we got it back from someone who, that was amazing. Yep. We don't need to go into that story. Okay. But, you know, my encouragement, spiritual encouragement today is we very much, you know, live in such a fast-paced society. And I just definitely get too busy and then moving too fast. And then that leads to error in my life at various times. And I was just thinking about that from a biblical perspective. There you go. I massively threw myself under the bus.
Well, so I will throw myself under the bus. That way Pastor will have to be the only one throwing himself under the bus. When I first started working at my job now, because I would work with servers and stuff, I was on a production server. And I assumed I was in a director's kind of a director, you know, and I was in a production director, but I didn't realize that. So I did. So I thought I was in my home director. I'm going to clean out the RM-R*. Enter. Then I looked at the log. Oh, crap. I deleted every file on this total production directory. I'm like, oh, crap, man. So I had to go tell my boss, yep, go get the backup. So, yeah. So, I mean, again, I was in a hurry. I was like, just, you know, sometimes you just have the moment you're not paying attention, and it comes back and gets you in the rear end. But
what we're getting at here is the Bible, okay? The Bible says in Isaiah 40:31, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall not walk and not faint. Psalm 27:13, I believe that I shall look upon the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait for the Lord. Be strong and let your heart take courage. Wait for the Lord. And so there's a lot of verses that we can look to in scripture in terms of this word waiting, or like Lamentations 3:25, the Lord is good to those who wait for him. And having the ability as men, women of God, followers of Christ, we have to learn this concept of waiting. And it's something that is becoming more and more foreign to us, obviously in our context and our culture, because what is ultimately all this technology, it's supposed to make everything faster, 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 faster. Mm-hmm. And, you know, God wants us to just every once in a while slow down to wait and to wait upon the Lord. And that's a big area of discipline I think we can, you know, have to learn to establish as men of God, learning to wait. Because when we don't wait, it leads us into troublesome things, you know, and we can go places we shouldn't go, do things we shouldn't do when we get too fast paced.
Our society is constantly keeping ourselves entertained.
Yeah.
Right? It's like you almost like you go to, I'll put out this example. When's the last time you went to the bathroom without your phone? You know, and you sit there and you're whatever, you do your business, but you're on your phone looking at Facebook or whatever. Or last time you went to the dentist office or the doctor's office, what do you do in that transition period where you're waiting to go into, you know, there's no sitting there and just meditating. And it not even necessarily like you should, like we're not meditating on God. We're not allowing ourselves to take a pause and just meditate on him. Not only that, but we're not taking a pause and meditating on the things in our life, right? And this is something I've said forever is, you know, my generation has so many problems because they don't allow themselves enough time to solve the problems that they have, right? It used to be back in the day, you would sit down, you didn't have a phone, and you would sit there and you'd think things through,
mm-hmm.
right? We don't allow ourselves to do that anymore because all those boring periods of time where, we're adding in entertainment on our phones or whatever it be. So things aren't being thought out or meditated, you know, and it is a huge disservice to us spiritually too. You know, when you've trained your mind to be entertained at every moment, you know, it's hard to sit there and just meditate on God. You know, those moments where you're sitting there and you're just thinking about God, you know, and you're thinking about and trying to listen and hear what he's saying in your prayer. It's hard to commit to that when you've trained yourself. You know, I think TikTok has this down to 3 seconds or something like that,
right?
Our attention span.
Yep.
You know, and even the next generation's lower than that, I think. But, you know, it is important. We need to start training ourselves to be able to meditate and, you know.
I think waiting on God actually is kind of a remedy for God to kind of help us overcome our flesh.
Mm-hmm.
You know, our flesh want here, want now, want this, want now, want now. And we got to have it now, you know, and learning how to overcome that the issue, like you know, many topics, you know, even like money. I mean, that's a biblical topic, money. I mean, we want something, well, we go in debt.
Mm-hmm.
But the Bible says don't be the debtor is a slave borrower is a slave to the debtor.
Mm-hmm.
Save up money. Yeah, it takes time. But then you're not going to be in debt to somebody. So biblical principles, you know, what does God say? Wait, well, obviously, you know, it's not what we want to hear as humans. Our flesh doesn't want to hear that. Golly, I want it now.
Right.
But, you know, waiting on God is more rewarding, more fulfilling than, you know, going out and just, I got to have it now. You're not making a mistake.
Yeah.
Waiting on the Lord, easier said than done. But the Bible tells us to do it, something we should try to practice here and there. So, amen. I'm glad I didn't have to wait in the line to vote this morning. Did not have to wait. So hopefully you won't have to today or whatever it might be. Yeah. So
MCD challenge this week, take an hour and do nothing. Just meditate on God.
Yeah. There you go.
Awesome.
My conspiracy is I think that lady when they handed me the ballot, she was like looking at me and trying to mind control me to vote. And I'm going to tell someone that about it.
That's one of the advantages of living out in the country is your voting place is out in the middle of nowhere.
I started marking those circles. I was like, my arm's moving towards them. All right. Anyway. All right, guys. Thank you for joining the Modern Christian Dudes. We will talk to you next time. Go drink a Mountain Dew. Whatever.
Fruit cake. Fruitquake.
Fruitquake. Yeah, Fruitquake. It's better than Fruitcake.
You can hit the button anytime you want. Uncle Pro Greg Walden. Talk to you guys later. Modern Christian Dudes.
See you. Always.
God bless. It's time to
take a ride. Like, share, subscribe. On the end. Tell someone about it.
Funko Pop. Hey guys, do you want to go to Lambert's?
Throw the rolls.
Big Ben. Mm. I'm married to the Huntress. J Money. Just pop the mic money. It's time for the MCD. Ladies and guys and ladies. MCD.